broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico. Phil Hendry.
These disclosures were made by the FAA, and
I am placing a moratorium on all railroad.
And look at Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did so much.
He really does know that area very, very well.
Did you plug the hole yet, David?
World famous Phil Hendry Show, Friday night, and good evening, and welcome to the only talk show that knows what it's doing, baby. The only talk show that knows what it's talking about. It goes places other talk shows wish they could. News talk and information show until 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, where truth is our bitch. Radio for patriots by patriots. And good evening, I'm Phil Hendry. And together every night here from, 10 to 1 on the 10 to 1 on the West Coast, depending upon where you're listening to us, 1 to 4 on the East Coast, every single night, we join you wherever you are, and together we lock arms and walk right over the tops of those pointed heads of liberals and ha-ha progressives who believe that the future of this country is to continue to drain the very blood of the nation away. And, of course, we stand against that. Tonight we have Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton joining us. Two very good men, but decidedly ideologically opposed to me. They are with the West Virginia State Legislature. They're going to be talking about the sleep deprivation of air traffic controllers. I don't know if you saw this story, but it's quite a jarring and shocking story that our air traffic controllers need sleep. This is according to scientists who are reacting to incidences of air traffic controllers, now I'm saying. The men and the women that are charged with making sure the traffic in the skyways of America isn't slamming into itself. These people are working on very little sleep, a great deal of fatigue, mental and physical, and are in dire need of a period of time during their work day to lay down and take a nap. We're going to talk with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton about that here on the Phil Hendry Show. And then later on, we have Doug Danger on from the Orange County Courier to talk about the curriculum of schools now introducing gay history. Our number tonight, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. That's the number of the Phil Hendry Show. Doug Danger and Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton tonight. Margaret Gray joins us in our final hour as she helps raise awareness of child obesity. She'll be on to sing a few songs and raise money through the Radiothon. And our affiliate spotlight tonight in Greensboro, North Carolina, is on WZTK 101.1 FM, great station on the Phil Hendry Show Network, and in Tucson, KJLL 1330 AM. And, of course, our website is philhendryshow.com. That's philhendryshow.com, which is where you go to get your backstage pass to watch live streaming video of the show right now on Phil TV and HD. I mean, we got so much going on this show. And, I mean, we got so much going on right now on this show that we have to sort of take a period of time here at the beginning of the program. But go get a backstage pass and watch how we perform our show each and every night on Phil TV in HD, and as well our archives and our podcasts and so much more. Joining me now from Charleston, West Virginia, Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Gentlemen, how are you? Kurt, is that you?
Yes, Phil. I'm right here, and Guy is with us this evening as well.
How are you this evening?
We are very tired. It's been a very long week.
A long week, Phil, of taking care of people's business. We're very grateful to be on your program.
We are very grateful to talk about a safety issue that we think is paramount should be paramount, really, in the minds and in the business of the people. We think are very important, and that is the deed of our air traffic controllers. And the safety of the skies are very important.
You know, at the end of the day, Phil.
All right. Well, we are going to talk about that. Air traffic controllers need naps. Now, before we go any further, I want to get some audio up here for my audience to listen to. This is our transportation secretary, Ray LaHood, and he's going to be addressing some of these things. Here is Ray LaHood talking to CBS News, as a matter of fact. He says that he's going to take care of this situation one way or the other of sleeping air traffic controllers.
These disclosures were made by the FAA, and we're not going to sit back and wait for somebody to tell us what to do. This is outrageous behavior. It's ridiculous, and that's the reason that I ordered two controllers in every tower from 12 midnight till 6 in the morning in 27 towers so that people have the assurance that these towers are safe and the controllers can guide planes in and out of airports.
LaHood says an investigation is going to be held into what can be done to make things safer.
Well, look, we're going to do a top-to-bottom review of the situation. We're going to do it with the controllers. We're going to do it through our investigations that we're doing in these control towers. We'll get to the bottom of this, but I want the flying public to know we're not sitting around trying to make excuses. We've stepped up. We've added more staff, and I believe personally that this is an outrageous situation that will not stand on my watch. We'll get to the bottom of it, and we'll get correction.
All right, Guy or Kurt, comment.
You go ahead.
Well, my comment would be this, Phil. I think Ray LaHood is a good man. I think Ray LaHood is reacting to possibly some pressure from the Republican Party or the Tea Party or the conservatives when he comes on like John Wayne a little bit. You know, he is, I'm going to get to the bottom of this, like he's General Patton, you know, and he's spinning those ivory-handled revolvers. I don't think this situation requires that a transportation secretary starts talking about air traffic controllers like they're the maid, like they're a hired hand, you know.
Well, he talk about them like the field hand, you know. And
he's talking about them like they're, well, I don't think he's talking about them like they're field hands. He's talking about them, he's saying, you guys got to do your job.
Well, of course they have to do their job, Phil, but again, as we had pointed out to you at the beginning of the program, and I think other people have as well, we have a medical and we have an occupational, and more to the point, we have a workplace environment problem.
Yeah, these men are tired, men and women are tired, and a need to take a nap or some time to lay down and sleep. What are we looking on?
We'd be recommending that. There's an awful lot of fatigue in the workforce of America right now, I think, and I do agree, and I will endorse here in the West Virginia State Legislature, insofar as we can control these matters in our state, I will recommend forthwith that our air traffic controllers be allowed to appear to sleep.
And well, you're going to allow them to nap on the job?
It's not unheard of, Bill. We can certainly make it available to our air traffic controllers' facilities where they can lay down and take a nap and refresh themselves, because this is a very important job. It is a very vital job. And
when you look at the overall, Phil, of the American workforce, we have, as I mentioned, and I heard you say during the pre-show, a problem in America with fatigue on the job. In my job here, in the state legislature job, we have introduced two motions whereby our elected representative, myself, State Senator Barton, State Senator Wilton, State Senator Comiskey, and other members here, that we get some kind of a break in the afternoon to take a nap.
You're talking about the state legislature?
Yeah, well, we're talking about state workers, and this could extend across state line, other state, as well as federal. That we have some time we can lay down and take a nap. Not lay down and take a nap, but
some kind of rest time, you know, where we can recharge the battery and go back out and do the business of the people.
And well, you know, the American people don't have this option, okay?
Oh, I'm there. I'm aware of that.
I mean, the American people, you know, what? Why am I paying a politician to take a nap, you know?
That's a little bit of a cheap shot, Phil. We're working very hard. We work just as hard as an air traffic controller. We work harder than you. I'd say that if with all respect to you, Phil, I enjoy your program. I love talking with you, and I love what you do. But I would say that my job more vital than your job.
I wouldn't dispute that.
You would not dispute that.
No, I would not dispute that. I'm a talk show host. I'm an entertainer. And I'm like the furthest rung out from the very, you know, if we talk about vital jobs, I guess the first job that is vital is the farmer who grows the food. The least vital job is the clown or the entertainer or someone who is just, you know.
Then you would agree with us that our job is a vital job and we need to take a nap or lay down and have this kind of rest time.
Well, the discussion started here, guys, that the air traffic controllers needed some sleep. Now, you heard Ray LaHood. He was suspicious of that.
I mean, he talked about them like the field hand.
Well, he was he's talking about them like they're field hands. No, he's talking about them like they're workers, federally paid workers who have a job to do. And I said it last night. You don't fall asleep on the job. I don't care how tired you are.
Well, would you disagree with the fact that these men, or these women in air traffic controlling, deserve to have a nap?
And if that's what it takes, and they have the facilities, and they can cover these people, and as part of the requirement of their job is to be able to be as rested as possible, and that would mean a two-hour or maybe even a one-hour break in the middle of their workday, if you want to extend the workday, I see nothing wrong with that if we have people to cover them. Now, you're talking about making taking nap breaks for politicians. You know,
well, that's not politicians. We're talking about the elected representative of the people and the job that we do and the vital job we do, as you know, Phil.
That's true. And the other thing, Phil, is our job, if we people complain so much about about the elected representative, that we don't get nothing done, you know.
Yeah, that's right.
And they all talk about how we are lazy. Good for nothing, you know, and we're not getting any work done. Well, if we have a period of recharging our batteries in the middle of the day, lay down and take a nap, get recharged, it might result in a better job.
And so we heard about air traffic controller. We'd like that, as well as introducing time off.
Well, you guys have taken the air traffic controller situation, and you've used it to introduce a nap time or sleep time for representatives. You want more vacation time.
No, Phil, no. You get that all wrong.
No, that's what I'm hearing. You guys are taking the need for air traffic controllers to have some rest time because we've had these incidences of them falling asleep, and you're now applying this over to our elected representatives. They need to have time in the middle of the day to sleep. They need to have more vacation time. Correct?
Absolutely, that we do need that, but we are not any way, shape, or form on piggybacking on an air traffic controller.
No, you think we're piggybacking on an air traffic controller? That's not the case at all. We feel that is important discussion, and an air traffic controller needs it, but elected representatives need that too.
And do you think politically it's the climate to start asking your constituents for more time off, for time in the middle of the day to take a nap? Do you think that that you exploiting the FAA crisis and the American people with unemployment so high?
But Phil, I have to say I resent you saying that we're exploiting the FAA crisis. And
I believe you are exploiting the FAA crisis for personal gain. We got high unemployment, and we're going to pay you guys to take a nap.
You're not paying us to take a nap. You're paying us to do the job, and the best way for a new job, for a man do job. If I have to get some sleep,
I got to get some sleep. You know, that's all there is to it. I'm very wound up. It's a high pressure job. I don't sleep at night. If we had a chance to get a nap in the daytime,
and maybe send in the vacation time, you know. And
how many naps a day are we talking about? How many breaks a day?
Well, consulting with doctors that we have on State Bill 73, they're saying if there are four breaks a day of a half hour each. Half hour to an hour each.
Whoa. Half hour to what?
The half hour to an hour each, four breaks a day, that we can have a...
That's 4 hours a day.
Oh, that is correct, yes.
And all right, so are you extending the workday by 4 hours?
No. There's no need to extend the workday because if you get these breaks, then you are refreshed and you're doing the work that it would ordinarily, you would have to stay late. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm there for 8 hours a day, but I got a 4 hours a day of nap break or this kind of rest break, that means I'm getting my job done in half the time.
Yeah, that's the thing that people understand. And they try to be racist, but not racist, but they're bigoted against the politicians. And that's what we've addressed, too.
We are addressing the problem of bigotry toward a politician. And we feel it's been happening for a long time. And so we want to address the bigotry against a politician with State Bill 21.
All right, hold on here, guys, because you're jumping into this with both guns blazing and a lot of information. The FAA wants to mandate nap time for air traffic controllers. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton from the West Virginia State Legislature agree with that. They want to extend it to state workers in West Virginia, especially state representatives, to have the ability to take rest time, nap time, sleep time in the middle of the day, and extended vacations. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. Should we be paying our politicians to take a nap? They seem to think their jobs require it. What's your take? 877-876-7445. This is Radio for Patriots by Patriots. And we've got to keep those arms locked and keep moving forward right over the top of these pinheads. World famous Phil Hendry Show will be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here, Radio for Patriots by Patriots. By the way, live streaming video of our show available right now at philhendryshow.com. You can watch Phil TV in HD. This is the best picture for any radio show that is being webcast anywhere in the world. You'll find the best picture on our website because it's in high definition. And you'll see, of course, the only radio show in the world that's worth watching on TV or on a webcast. With me is Kirk Queedy and Guy Barton, the West Virginia State Legislature. We're going to have some phone calls coming up, gents. But this conversation that we're having here is beginning to, quite obviously, you know, I'm a conservative, you guys are liberals, and we're going to have our differences. But this sounds ridiculous.
Well, let me say one thing.
I mean, you guys want to have... I understand that air traffic controllers need rest because air traffic controllers are doing a vital job. I understand that we live in a tired country. We've seen the statistics. Americans are not getting enough sleep. Something's got to be done. But now we're talking about giving politicians...
you're making a mistake calling me a politician. I'm elected representative of the people of West Virginia. I've got to be clear-eyed. I've got to get my job done. And you understand, Phil, the job that we do. But you keep talking about American people, and American people are people we serve. But the job we do are very vital.
Well, that is very true. I think I want to follow up on that, Phil. The job elected representative done, God bless the American people for all they do, but our job, we are on the front line of whether or not America is a country tomorrow morning or just another third world destination for a banana boat. You know what I'm saying? Get the banana boat loaded up and bring on everybody up to America. All it is just one big banana port.
And we try to keep that from happening. And
you guys do an important job. Is it more important than the jobs the American people have to do?
I'm saying in the overall, if you're looking objectively, and you take a look at as a crow flies, you know, if you're looking at it the way a crow is looking at a kernel of corn, you're going to see a crow see a kernel of corn at the Thanksgiving Day feast. But I'm looking at the overall, you know.
But what you're saying is your job's more important than the American people's job. So if anybody's getting time off from or taking a nap,
yeah, it's not time off. We want a nap. We want to be able to take a nap.
And just like an air traffic controller. So there's air traffic controller. Then there's the elected representatives of West Virginia.
Well, we'd like to say no. They're elected representatives, you know. And
but you could what you do? You take a nap.
And I can't take a nap in the middle of a radio show. It's a 4-hour radio show. When am I going to sit? Hey, folks, I'll be right back after I take my nap. I don't think so. 877-876-7445 is the number here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We have Vicki in Louisville, Kentucky tonight. Vicki, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hello. I have a
yes,
comment
ma'am.
About the politicians. They were elected. They weren't just sent in by the government. They knew what they were getting into when they signed up. We've got a deficit right now. As far as the banana boat goes, we keep going the way we're going. We all can sleep on the banana boat, okay?
That's true. Yeah, that's the truth.
You know, we need to cut.
I don't disagree with that. Yeah, I don't disagree with the young lady, Phil.
The way
to keep the banana boat. You keep the politician. All I want is to be able to take a nap. It's a very hard work day. America, Phil made a point. America's a tired country. We're not getting enough sleep. These air traffic controllers are going to kill someone.
The air traffic controllers are one question, but we're talking about you guys now, elected representatives. And as I said before the break, and Vicki, you tell me, are we paying these guys to take naps? You know,
our deficit is bad enough. Perhaps we need to cut back on their wages. They want to work 4 hours a day. Pay them for only 4 hours a day.
No. That's very unfair, Mr. Hendrick, because if I get 4 hours of sleep, I'm going to get my job done double time. And
plus with the extra vacation.
You, I can't believe you guys, I can't believe you would ask for extra vacation, 4 hours of nap time a day in the middle of one of the worst economic times this country has ever lived through. High unemployment, everything else. Vicki, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Kurt Queedy, Guy Barton, West Virginia state legislators, legislators who believe that they're entitled to sleep time like air traffic controllers. What do you think? 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. This is Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Later on, we have Doug Danger to talk about gay history. We have Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton, both state senators from West Virginia. We're discussing originally the air traffic controllers, who it is now said by many scientists and doctors are in need of sleep. We, as we mentioned, this is a country of people. We just don't get enough sleep. Our air traffic controllers now falling asleep on the job. According to scientists, they need more sleep. And it is possible they'll get more, although Ray LaHood was very specific, the Secretary of Transportation, when he said, you know, I'm not fooling around here. You guys stay awake on the job. We'll talk later about what it is you need. But until then, as well he should. With us here is Kirk Queedy and Guy Barton. This discussion has expanded into the need of for sleep of elected representatives, such as yourselves, state senators. And when we were talking before, Guy, you're talking about the importance of your job compared to other people's jobs. I, to me, that is about as, you know, this was an election year, you know.
Well, let me explain, Bill. I mean, you jump at a conclusion.
No, if this were election year, I'd say you're out of your mind talking like that.
Well, let me explain something for you, Vinny. We do jobs that are going to, at time when we take a vote, or we check the appropriate money. That is going to affect the lives, literally the lives of individuals. And you have people who are on Medi-Cal and Medicaid and different medical insurance. You have people who need food, assistance to families. If I don't have enough sleep, if I am tired on my job, if I'm fatigued, and if I am literally out on my feet and I cannot vote in the proper way, you're going to see people falling by the wayside in this great country of ours. They already are. America, the greatest country in the world. We have people who are falling by the wayside. And one of the reasons is I can't stay away. I'm tired. My colleague here, State Senator Queedy, is also tired. We have, a nation full of tired people. And I, God Almighty, do I need to lay down and get some rest. And when I try to do, and then we have people, old ladies, old men, who will not get their medical insurance because I've come down with pneumonia. I've come down, I'm sick. I've got some disease as a result of me being fatigued.
Well, that that's just plain that's a bunch of jazz, you know.
What are you talking about, a bunch of jazz? What this man said?
I heard what he said, and what you guys are basically doing is the old election year threat. You're saying if I don't get what I need, then people are going to die.
I didn't say nothing about anybody dying, Mr. Henry.
Yes, you did. You said that if somebody doesn't get their, if you guys are sick and you're not there to make a vote, an important vote on something, then people are going to die. And there is no way in a terrible economy like this that we can allow politicians to sleep on the job. They don't need naps. They need to work harder. The economy is in shambles. 877-876-7445. Going to Daniel in San Antonio tonight. Daniel, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'm just calling you. I'm a truck driver, and I'm just wondering if he's 4 hours asleep. I don't know how we expect to get all your deliveries made.
You asked me about your job, son. I don't know about your job. You know, I'm telling you about my job. My job is as a state representative. I got 4 hours sleep. I can double up my time, get more double time, and double the job done. And I can make sure the people of the state of West Virginia are taken care of. They have medical insurance. The roads are, we have education. And everything we need is done because I'm not out on my feet. I'm not tired, dead tired, work like a dog. You know, well, that's the other thing. We are a politician. You got to like me. And I understand, young man, if you don't like a politician, but we work like dogs. They work us like a dog.
If you can get your work done in 4 hours a day, then you just should just work 4 hours a day. You don't need to have a nap in between.
Good point. Why not?
Well,
the reason is because we are tired. God, are we tired? Tired, and I'm trying to get some sleep.
Well, the idea
get more sleep then.
Why don't you? Tired is to get your sleep while you're at home. Yeah. I mean, I'm a truck driver. I have rules and regulations that I have to follow to be able to only drive 11 hours a day. I have to make sure that I get the sleep that I can get. If I don't get the sleep and I fall asleep on the job and I kill somebody, guess what happens? I go to jail.
Yeah, this gentleman sleeps.
Well, right there, all we are asking for, young man, is this gentleman named Daniel. Daniel, all I'm asking for are the same rights that you have. I'm asking a state representative the same right you had to lay down and take a nap, or the other the air traffic people.
But the air traffic control guys and the guys that drive trucks, if they are not doing their job properly, people literally die. You guys are trying to tell me...
What just say to you, Phil?
You guys are trying to tell me that if you don't get enough sleep, then you're going to vote wrong on something, and we don't get medical insurance. I think that's a very tenuous connection. Daniel, thank you so much for your call. Appreciate it. 877-876-7445. This is Jim in San Jose, California. Jim, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. We got, I guess I didn't pull Jim up like I thought I did. Jim, are you there? Go ahead, sir.
I'm here.
Apologize. I didn't have your line pulled. Yes, sir. I apologize. I didn't have your line pulled up. You're on the air now. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, are these guys comedians or are they for real?
Yeah, good question.
Well, I'll answer the question if you think I'm a comedian. What I'm asking for is something that is based on medical research and scientific research that's been done over the last 10 years. The country as a whole, as a workforce, is not getting enough sleep. And I can tell you that we just saw what happened with air traffic control and not getting enough sleep. You heard this young man, a truck driver, has to get sleep. So naturally, we're asking for the same rights that a truck driver, air traffic controller would have.
I'm not going to get the job done.
Okay, all right. My day started, I had a conference call at 7:30 this morning. I just drove home. I just got home right now.
I understand.
It's 10:30 tonight. I haven't taken a nap. I mean... So I work, 15 and a half hours, no nap?
I understand, but I have to ask you a question, though. I don't know if you're prepared, I don't know if you're in a position to answer this question. What kind of job do you think you did? Now, I think I'd have to ask the people who are on the receiving end of your business as opposed to you. Of course you want to say you did a good job, and I'm sure that you did, but I don't know.
I think you're a very professional young man.
Well,
I'm sure you do.
I should probably call my boss and tell him that if they let me sleep for 4 hours, and then I'd work half the time, and then I'd be much more productive.
I don't think that this guy, Jim, he could tell you what kind of job he's doing by the business he's doing, by the response of his customers or of his clients. What do you mean? He doesn't know. I mean, he has a job, and he has clients. He meets with people. I'm sure you're going to get feedback, right, Jim? My father, are you in sales? My dad was in sales, and it's a pretty cut-and-dried job, you know, where you know who your customers are.
I sell commercial flooring, and I sell mostly to government and schools, primarily.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you're making a decent living...
Well, you may think you're making a decent living. I'm sure you're making a very good living. But can you imagine the living you're going to make? If you got yourself, you know what I'm saying, sir?
Well, yeah, if you get yourself two, three hours of sleep a day, you're going to make yourself a kind of living. You ain't going to believe there's that much money in the world, you know.
That's not the point. You go to bed in time so you're rested for your day of work. You don't need to stay up, you know. I don't stay up all night. It's like, okay, if I got to get up early,
I
go to bed early.
I mean, this is truck drivers and I'm talking about my job now. I don't know how we got off on this man. I'm talking about the job of a state.
We got off on this man because he called in.
Yeah, I know, but we got the truck driver.
This guy thinks he's something special.
I'm a state representative.
What does a state representative do that's so much more tiring than what 90% of America does?
We hold in our hands the future of millions of people. We hold in our hands children, elderly people, retired people. And we're doing the business of the people, see.
You only have to do the business of
Jim and some guy that needs a new floor in his kitchen or whatever it is you sell, see. But we have to do the business of the people.
Yeah, all you have to do is the business of someone who wants to lay down some flooring and, at your house or however you do it, I don't know. And then you're gone, you're done. you're gone like a turkey through the corn, you know. But me, I got to sit here and sweat and worry about what I did that's going to screw up the future of millions of people because I didn't get enough sleep. No.
Well, why don't you get enough sleep before you come to do your job?
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if I was in the night. And if I'm awake worrying about what I did today, you know, see,
well,
I you
how are you gonna how are you gonna take a nap yeah, in the
I
day?
I drink too much coffee.
You're gonna be awake worrying during the day.
Exactly. 8778. Thank you very much, Tim or Jim or Biff. I can't read his name there.
I think you said Biff.
No, it ain't Biff. 877-876-7445. This man was asking some good questions before we go to another call. He was saying, get more sleep at night.
Get more sleep at night. You, the man, was telling me. I just saw a tweet on a Twitter. Or what do you call that, a Twitter? Yeah, it was on Twitter. Mr. Henry said on tweet today that...
On my Twitter account.
That's correct. You said, I ain't got no sleep. I just woke up 4 o'clock. You woke up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You woke up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and you're going to give me some static over the fact I need myself a nap?
I work at night. I'm working right now. I work till 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but you get out of bed at 4 o'clock, and you're saying you're tired. Man got all day. Yeah, and so what we're saying is I don't sleep good. And now I'm going to sleep even worse because that salesman will sell that floor shine or whatever. He's selling that cheap Formica. Now he's making me think that I'm asking for something unreasonable, and he's sitting there just got home 10:30 making all kind of money. I bet you he don't make nothing. I bet you make peanuts, you know.
I bet you a hog rooting around looking for acorn.
And I don't know how much that man's making. He's probably making a good living. Why do you got to put down the living that he makes? Because he made a logical point. Why don't you guys get some more sleep? Why don't you guys do what you got to do to get your job done in the eight-hour day that we all are in? 877-876-PHIL. Tim, go ahead.
Hey, this is, I got out of work tonight, my second job, and I have never heard something more ridiculous than these two gentlemen. With the time off, they're hardly ever in session to begin with, and their health benefits are unbelievable. And they keep bringing up chicken and corn. I mean, how many corn references are we going to have here? And you got hardworking people.
I only brought up two
in the middle of the day. How many months do you work a year? You guys are never in session, as far as I can tell.
How do you know? I'm in West Virginia. I don't know where this job is.
I understand that, sir. That's another reason why West Virginia gets made fun of a lot.
No. Hey, you don't even know the fun they make of Boston when you're outside of Boston. Boston, the only place they think is special is Boston. Go outside Boston, everybody talking about them people up there, all them alcoholic mix you got.
What's that mix stuff, okay? God.
Well, you know what I mean. But I will tell you that my life and my job is protecting people. If I don't get enough sleep, an old lady dies.
But maybe you
tell
maybe
me that you
I'm not sure how old you are.
You look me in the eye.
Maybe you should let it go to a younger person this job. With some inventive ideas, not sleeping all day. And if you're so worried about it, maybe
you
can handle the pressure of your job, sir.
Sir, I can handle the pressure. You look me in the eye. Look me in the
eye. I don't think so.
You tell me that you couldn't use 4 hours of nap a day. I bet you could. You go ahead and knock over four. I bet you'd be sacked out.
Yeah, you'd sleep like a dead.
I went to work at 7 o'clock
this
morning.
Like a dead man.
I worked till 7. I got 4 hours till 11. And I just had 3 more hours of work. And if you could listen to yourself, you would think the rest of America, oh my God.
Everybody can do this?
How good is your health insurance, sir? Your health insurance
health
is unbelievable.
It's very good. It's very good. Why? What does that make?
Well, what difference does it make? You just got done saying if you don't get enough sleep.
You don't understand. Most people don't live like you guys do. Is your job that important?
Wow. I own a gas station.
Phil. I'm going to have to hang up before I do get dirty. Your producer told me not. That's ridiculous. That's the most ridiculous I've ever heard in this country. Thank you.
What are you talking
about? Appreciate your time,
John. All right, sir. Thank you very much for your call, sir. That was Tim, and he was about to say a curse word or two.
But you know what? I'm sure the good Lord is going to forgive him for that. And I will say one other thing. There has been many a time that I want to use a curse word myself.
Yeah, that's bad on the radio. It doesn't matter.
So I certainly do relate to you, sir. If you listen to me right now, I want to use a curse word a lot of times. But a man going to call me a mother lover or mother jumper, I think I probably would have going to do.
Yeah, I'll probably use a more choice word.
But I want to just finish what I'm saying, Phil. I need myself some sleep like everybody needs sleep.
But a man going to come on here call me a mother jumper? I ain't never jumped a mother.
Would you come on with the mother jumper thing? This guy was getting angry over the fact that you guys are piggybacking your demand for more money on the FAA situation.
Bill, that is absolutely wrong. It's a lie, dirty lie. And you're going to let that tail wag the dog, aren't you, Phil? You know,
what do you mean, let the tail wag the dog? I'm not here trying to piss you guys off. I'm here just to get the truth, you know.
You are a conservative, and your job is to make a liberal, is to pants a liberal. That's what you want to do, pull a pant down on a liberal and make him waddle away like you're looking for a roll of toilet paper on a sunny day.
Yeah, you ever waddle down a hall? That's what we call in West Virginia doing a hall waddle. And what that means? It means, what do you look like when you're looking for a roll of toilet paper because it's all gone in the bathroom and you already done your business?
Yeah, your pants down around your ankle. You got to do the hall waddle as you go down the hall looking for another roll of toilet paper.
What's that got to the hall waddle? What the hell's that got to do with what we're talking about?
Well, that's what you're trying to make us look like today. I tell you, I need myself some sleep. I try to get as much sleep as I possibly can. I do the hall waddle.
All right, hold on. 877-876-7445. That guy in Boston, I don't blame you, sir. And do the hall waddle?
Yeah. Like, if you don't have no toilet paper, and I mean,
I know what it means. Our number is 877-876-7445. We'll be back with our final segment here with Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton on the need for our air traffic controllers to get some sleep, just as truck drivers need sleep. I understand that. But do state representatives, do congresspeople, do they need nap time during the day? Phil Hendry Show.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline now. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back. Next hour, Doug Danger joins us. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier is going to be talking to us about the effort to introduce into a curriculum, school curriculum, gay history. And Doug is a prominent gay writer for the Orange County Courier. We're going to talk about that next hour. In our final hour, it's our news and information hour with Bud Dickman and Robert Leonard, and Margaret Gray will be joining us to raise awareness on childhood obesity. She'll be singing some songs and I guess taking your donations. 877-876-7445. Kurt Quitty and Guy Barton with me here from Charleston, West Virginia, as we talk about the air traffic controllers needing sleep, and the air traffic controllers and the truck drivers. And that this notion that you guys, your job is somehow more important than theirs.
I'm not saying. Let me address that, Phil. My job is not more important. Look, the truck driver. Let's be honest. All right, let's cut away all the frou-frou and take off the mask and take off the dress and show ourselves as the men we are. Okay, I've been walking around in drag on this issue. All right, let's take off the skirt, take off the wig, and show what we is. We are men. And when a truck driver said to me that, you know, he got an important job. Well, these guys are popping pills, you know as well as I do. You got a drug test at these boys. They're driving down the highway, flying on Sneaky Pete wine.
And boy, that's a hell of a charge to make, man.
Well, Phil, you know it's right. You know it's true.
That's a hell of a charge to slam an entire industry and saying they're going down the road drinking Sneaky Pete wine and popping pills. Where the hell do you think? What do you think? This is the 1950s or something? These guys are professionals. They do the business of the country. They haul freight here and there. And to talk about them like they're drug users.
But man, don't talk about me like I'm some kind of, like I'm a Creo Denison of the deep. They talk about me like I'm a foul thing of the night, like I'm the undead. I know undead, man. I'm a state senator, representative of West Virginia, and I do the business of the people. And I need myself, I'm going to get myself some sleep. I get at least my sleep with an air traffic controller or some guy on Sneaky Pete wine or a truck driver going down the road flying on a little white pill.
You get all your information out of those country songs, you know, that 6 days on the road. I don't think your information is solid at all. Here is Keith in Louisville. Go ahead, Keith. You're on a Phil Hendry Show with Guy Barton and Kurt Quitty. Go ahead.
Yeah, my question is, these guys think that their job affects millions of people and they may sign a bad bill in the law. Well, you know, if they want to get enough sleep, they should go to sleep at night. Go to bed a little earlier, you know what I mean? But They don't have that.
I'm in the house.
You have no idea what pressure is. You want the pressure is? Pressure is the American soldiers overseas that are out for 24, 48 hours a day running missions because there is no downtime. Okay? And if they fall asleep on their job, lots of people.
I certainly understand that.
You know what I'm saying?
Now, we're talking about American people. Now, we're talking about civilian life now. Hold on. We're talking about civilian life now.
No, we're not talking about civilian life now. We're talking about your right to take a nap for half of your work day. We can't do that. We fall asleep for half of our work day. You know what happens?
What do you do for a living, sir?
They put us in jail.
What do you do?
You know what I'm saying?
This young man's in the military. Are you in the military, Keith? Keith, are you in the military?
I just got out.
What do you do now, sir?
I am 100% medically retired.
Okay, sir. This gentleman's retired.
Well, I think that takes... So here's a man living the life of Riley on a government dole.
He's a veteran. He's a veteran.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah, what's left?
Ain't that what you just got done? You got that saying that?
He's a veteran. He was overseas, stationed overseas. Medical disability. He's 100% medically retired.
Well, I don't understand. What does that mean?
It means the guy was... Anyway, thank you very much, Keith, and God bless you. Thanks for your service to our country. The world famous... You guys got to be kidding me.
Oh, he Phil got wounded. Henry. You should have said something. Where is that man? I want to give him a Congressional Medal.